Longhorn, Olympic, and Pony Express are all the names of what? National Historic Trails, oil pipelines, railroad companies, or cryptocurrency? These are all the names of oil pipelines like the Colonial Pipeline we've been reporting on. Less than a week after it was hit by a cyber attack on its computer systems, the Colonial Pipeline is up and running again. The company's main supply lines were restarted on Wednesday night, but fuel flows through these pipes slowly at 5 miles per hour, so it could still be days before southeastern gas stations have fuel to sell. As of Thursday morning, most gas stations in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia were dry. The fuel tracking app GasBuddy also reported significant outages from Tennessee to Maryland. Besides the slow flow of fuel, there's a shortage of qualified truck drivers for gas deliveries, so that's not helping things. The computer hack on Colonial Pipeline was carried out using ransomware. It typically steals or locks up a business's important information until a ransom is paid to get it back. We had conflicting reports on whether Colonial paid the ransom. By Thursday morning, a source had told CNN that the company and U.S. government officials were able to get back the most important info that was stolen without paying the hackers. But Thursday afternoon, sources told the Bloomberg Media Company that Colonial paid the hackers nearly $5 million to get its files back. On Wednesday, President Joe Biden had signed an executive order that requires better cybersecurity on software sold to the government. But his administration says a lot more work is needed to prevent hacks like this one on Colonial Pipeline.